Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B2. Convocatoria de junio de 2022.
This test has three tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
Vincent van Gogh, the greatest Dutch painter, known for such masterpieces as The Starry Night and Irises, highly influenced 20th century art. His self-portrait with bandaged ear depicts the artist in a three-quarter profile standing in a room in the Yellow House with an injured right ear. In reality, he cut off his left ear. The discrepancy is explained by the fact that Van Gogh used a mirror to create the picture of himself.
Extract number 1.
If you look closely at The Old Guitarist by Pablo Picasso, you can see a ghostly female silhouette behind the man's head in the top center of the painting. After taking infrared and X-ray images of the canvas, researchers from the Art Institute of Chicago discovered a few other shapes hidden underneath. Most likely, the artist didn't have enough money to buy new canvases and had to paint over old ones. However, it was common for painters to reuse or rework old canvases. Some of them were living below the poverty line.
Extract number 2.
Rembrandt, another Dutch painter, was an innovative master of three media paintings. The shooting company of Frans Banning Kok and Willem van Rijdenburg, better known as the Night Watch, is considered to be one of Rembrandt's greatest portrait paintings, which were executed at the top of his career. The painting depicts the militia fully equipped and ready to embark on a mission. During the restoration of it in 1947, the painting was cleaned of a thick layer of soot. After that, it became evident that the scene portrayed in the painting takes place not at night, but in daylight.
Extract number 3.
Some American experts in the field of neuroanatomy believe that The Creation of Adam by Michelangelo contains allusions to anatomy. They argue that the right part of the painting is an anatomically correct image of a huge brain. You can find even the most sophisticated components of the brain, such as the cerebellum, the optic nerve, and the pituitary gland. At the same time, the conspicuous green band perfectly coincides with the vertebral artery.
Extract number 4.
Margaret Livingstone and Bevel Conway studied Rembrandt's self-portraits and proved that the painter suffered from stereo blindness. This peculiarity made the artist perceive the world a little differently. He saw reality in 2D instead of 3D. However, it is possible that stereo blindness helped Rembrandt create his immortal masterpieces. Further proof that a person can do and achieve anything despite all the obstacles if they want it.
Extract number 5.
One of the most famous paintings by Gustav Klimt portrays Adele Bloch Bauer. It was commissioned by her husband, the sugar baron Ferdinand Bloch Bauer. He found out that Adele and Klimt had an affair and believed that after hundreds of sketches, the painter would come to hate his mistress. Routine work made the feelings between the model and the artist cool down. That Ferdinand was a smart guy.
Extract number 6.
The Italian researcher Sabrina Sforza Galizia proposed an unusual interpretation of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. She says that the artist left a prediction of the end of the world in his painting, which will happen on March 21st, 4006. To come to this conclusion, the researcher deciphered the mathematical and astrological code of the painting. That's not the only mystery of Last Supper. The hands of Christ and the apostles, along with the loaves of bread on the table, form something that could be read as a musical notation. Upon testing, it does sound like a short tune.
Extract number 7.
Almost all of the paintings of Vincent van Gogh feature a dominant yellow. Professor Paul Wolf explains that as a side effect of an epilepsy remedy that changes color perception. The artist's world could look the way we see it in his canvases. However, there is another version. It's known that Van Gogh liked to drink absinthe. This drink contains thujone, immoderate consumption of which may cause the drinker to see all objects with a yellow color.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
If you look closely at The Old Guitarist by Pablo Picasso, you can see a ghostly female silhouette behind the man's head in the top center of the painting. After taking infrared and X-ray images of the canvas, researchers from the Art Institute of Chicago discovered a few other shapes hidden underneath. Most likely, the artist didn't have enough money to buy new canvases and had to paint over old ones. However, it was common for painters to reuse or rework old canvases. Some of them were living below the poverty line.
Extract number 2.
Rembrandt, another Dutch painter, was an innovative master of three media paintings. The shooting company of Frans Banning Kok and Willem van Rijdenburg, better known as the Night Watch, is considered to be one of Rembrandt's greatest portrait paintings, which were executed at the top of his career. The painting depicts the militia fully equipped and ready to embark on a mission. During the restoration of it in 1947, the painting was cleaned of a thick layer of soot. After that, it became evident that the scene portrayed in the painting takes place not at night, but in daylight.
Extract number 3.
Some American experts in the field of neuroanatomy believe that the creation of Adam by Michelangelo contains allusions to anatomy. They argue that the right part of the painting is an anatomically correct image of a huge brain. You can find even the most sophisticated components of the brain, such as the cerebellum, the optic nerve, and the pituitary gland. At the same time, the conspicuous green band perfectly coincides with the vertebral artery.
Extract number 4.
Margaret Livingstone and Bevel Conway studied Rembrandt's self-portraits and proved that the painter suffered from stereo blindness. This peculiarity made the artist perceive the world a little differently. He saw reality in 2D instead of 3D. However, it is possible that stereo blindness helped Rembrandt create his immortal masterpieces. Further proof that a person can do and achieve anything despite all the obstacles if they want it.
Extract number 5.
One of the most famous paintings by Gustav Klimt portrays Adele Bloch Bauer. It was commissioned by her husband, the sugar baron Ferdinand Bloch Bauer. He found out that Adele and Klimt had an affair and believed that after hundreds of sketches, the painter would come to hate his mistress. Routine work made the feelings between the model and the artist cool down. That Ferdinand was a smart guy.
Extract number 6.
The Italian researcher Sabrina Sforza Galizia proposed an unusual interpretation of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. She says that the artist left a prediction of the end of the world in his painting, which will happen on March 21st, 4006. To come to this conclusion, the researcher deciphered the mathematical and astrological code of the painting. That's not the only mystery of Last Supper. The hands of Christ and the apostles, along with the loaves of bread and the table, form something that could be read as a musical notation. Upon testing, it does sound like a short tune.
Extract number 7.
Almost all of the paintings of Vincent van Gogh feature a dominant yellow. Professor Paul Wolff explains that as a side effect of an epilepsy remedy that changes color perception. The artist's world could look the way we see it in his canvases. However, there is another version. It's known that Van Gogh liked to drink absinthe. This drink contains thujone, immoderate consumption of which may cause the drinker to see all objects with a yellow color.
This is the end of task one.